someone else's journey is our lesson.
We used to say, the difficult we do immediately, the impossible just takes a little more time.
Someone else's lesson is our gift.
I believe part of our responsibility is really to equip and inspire our students to ask those difficult questions.
Be encouraged by the stories that lift us all.
I came to Howard because I wanted to be the President of the United States.
Somebody saw something in me, and it's my duty to be that person for somebody else.
Now, join Dr. Wayne Frederick, President of Howard University, and his guest on The Journey.
All of her life, she has been on an unconventional journey. As a business visionary, a daring scientist, a bold academic leader, she has taken innovation and made it her charge. Now she's at Howard University, poised to help in making new partnerships and connecting scholarship with community. Hello, I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick, and my guest today on The Journey is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Howard University, Dr. Tashnianne Dubois. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President.
So you were born and raised in Jamaica. Tell me about your childhood and siblings.
So I grew up on an island where we have a set of folks who are extremely ambitious. And if you want to talk about a stereotypical Jamaican, you can say that we all had 10 jobs. And I know that, you know, that the stereotype is true, because I feel that for most of my journey, I've really been able to multitask and parlay in several industries all at the same time. My childhood was one that was pretty interesting. I am the last of about six siblings, and my mom and dad were entrepreneurs in various industries, catering, beauty care. And so much of what it is that I currently do has been strongly influenced by their work ethic and the kind of leadership that they demonstrated when I was a kid. I went to Catholic school, and you know, for the most part, I was experiencing a normal childhood until maybe around 11, when my parents had separated. My mother called me into her room, and she said, "Tashni, I'm leaving for the United States. I'll be back in 2 weeks." And I didn't see my mom again for 2 years. So you can imagine what that does to a young child, having to become quite independent and at the same time maintaining academic excellence and being able to really surpass quite a few of the dreams that I had and, you know, led me to the United States.
What about your early education really got you on track in terms of focusing around academic pursuits, around academic achievement?
When I was younger, I had a chemistry teacher. Her name was Miss McCoy. And I remember hating chemistry. As a matter of fact, I hated the subject because I couldn't understand the concept of a mole. And it wasn't until I just read various books and one of them said, hey, a mole is very similar to a dozen. A dozen is 12 items and a mole is 6.02 times 10 to the 23 items. And it was so simply put, after I got over the concept and understood it, I realized that I had a love for the subject. And so I stuck to it and took it all the way to the PhD level.
And now that's obviously interesting because you have a PhD in physical organic chemistry from North Carolina State. But as you said, after high school, you came to the U.S. and attended college. Tell me about that early stage, because you attended a community college as your first step on your educational journey. And tell our listeners a little bit about why you started there and what that has informed you about as you lead in higher ed.
You know, my college journey is one that demonstrates adversity and how to overcome the same. I remember the universities that were marketed at the time in Jamaica were the Harvards and the Ivy Leagues of the world. And I applied to a few and did not get into a single one, even though I was an A student back home. And the only university that I got into was Kingsborough Community College. And I remember I also got into the local university, the University of the West Indies, but my mom was living in New York at the time, and we decided that it was time for me to reunite with her. I went to Kingsborough. I visited there with my mom, and we decided that we were going to make the best of the opportunity. A community college education was what we could afford. And so it was very fulfilling that after 1.5 years, I graduated as valedictorian of the class of 2000. I tell that story to young people because I want them to understand that it's not about where you start, but it's about where you finish. And just in 2016, I was awarded with the Presidential Medal of Excellence from Kingsborough Community College. So I felt like my academic life came full circle.
So you left Kingsborough Community College and then attended Shaw University to get a Bachelor of Science in Chemistry, and obviously went on to North Carolina State, as we mentioned before, and then subsequently Rutgers as to get your MBA. Tell me, when you first got to Shaw University, what was the biggest jump or difference from being at the community college level, and how did that influence your pursuit in getting your PhD?
You know, I went to Raleigh, North Carolina, because my sister was attending Shaw, and she called home to New York and said, "Tashni, you should come down to Raleigh. It's just like Jamaica." And what a disappointment that was for me when I stepped off that Amtrak train, and I did not step into the beach, but I stepped into a city at the time that was not very well developed. And I remember asking her, "What made you say that?" You know, I felt like, you know, she set me up. And she said, "It's the people." And so I recognized that the Southern hospitality was quite analogous to the no problem man kind of attitude that we have back home. And so I made the best use of the opportunity. At the time, I didn't know what an HBCU was, you know, and I was taught about the concept of an HBCU, why it is that we came to life. And then I really gained an appreciation for the HBCU community. And so it was quite a lesson to learn just of the adversity that African Americans have overcome, and to be such an instrumental part of the Shaw University family, gaining my professional academic grounds there. But some of the differences were pretty significant. I really appreciated the history, the tradition, and how it is that we were leaving one foot grounded in tradition but the other foot pointing forward. And so it is that I've really taken on the mantle of becoming part of the Howard University family as well, just ensuring that, you know, our students get an opportunity to receive an education where they can also be global citizens and contribute to solving the problems we have in the world.
You're listening to The Journey. My guest today is Dr. Tashni Ann DuBois. She's the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Now, prior to getting back into higher ed, after getting your PhD, you actually ventured into some entrepreneurial and private professional ventures.
I did not intentionally go into the chemical industry. I really wanted to pursue the professoriate after graduating from NC State. However, I called back to Shaw because that's the institution where I wanted to teach. And at the time, they didn't have a professorship available. And so I went into the chemical industry, and it's one of the best decisions that I didn't make. And when I went there, what I was exposed to was just how it is that I could look at the chemistry profession in a manner that was not monochromatic, meaning how is it that I explored business concepts and technical concepts and blended them together to move, you know, the machine that is BASF. How it is that my contributions as a bench chemist were, you know, helping the business. And so I've always had business acumen. You know, when the VP of the business unit came down to Pasadena, Texas, and saw this young African-American female scientist practicing, he said to me, "You know, I want to know about, you know, your career trajectory. I want to know, what do you want to do within the company?" And he recognized the business acumen in me, but, you know, my Jamaican self, I just called it hustle. And so BASF was able to refine that very raw talent and create, you know, a professional that was able to contribute more significantly to various business units. I played parts in chemical procurement and in process optimization as a global technology analyst. And then I left corporate America to pursue an entrepreneurial venture that I've been passionate about for quite some time, and that was in the hair care industry.
Now, in the hair care industry, that entrepreneurial venture was really fully reliant on you and your business partners.
That's right.
So tell the audience a little bit about that. What was so different about being in a large company like a BASF, as well as what is different about being back in higher ed versus the entrepreneurial opportunities that you pursued?
I wouldn't trade my entrepreneurial experience for the world. I really think that as an entrepreneur, you get an opportunity to be the head cook and a bottle washer. And you see the organization from various aspects. And at the end of the day, you've got to make money or else your family can't eat. And you're also having to ensure that, you know, the business is profitable so that the employees and their families can thrive as well. And so it's very humbling to have that type of experience where you know that you've got to wake up, you've got to give it your best shot so that, because so many people are dependent on you. It also gave me an understanding of how to explore enterprise leadership, how it is that various parts of the organization come together in order to make the business run well. And it didn't hurt that I had an MBA, so I was able to use the business lingo and the concepts that I had learned at Rutgers Business School and was able to implement them in Tea and Honey Blends, which was the name of the company, quite readily.
And what type of products did you have as Tea and Honey Blends?
We were making shampoos, conditioners, and styling aids. And the men that are listening are probably not interested in this, but the women quite know what it is that I'm talking about.
Now, after your entrepreneurial adventures, as they were, you then went back to the academy. What was your motivation to go back to the academy? Understand your affinity for sure. And that obviously was a good spot to head back to. But why academia?
Well, you know, I've been teaching my cousins from a very young age. So, you know, it was very evident in my family that I was going to be a professor. However, I took that roundabout route to getting there. And after I'd made a bit of money in the chemical industry and doing the business, I decided that I wanted to give back to Shaw University in a much more significant manner than simply writing a check to the university. And so I went back as a chemistry professor. My intention was to go part-time, but they had a full-time position available. And I certainly did not craft a vision for an academic professional pathway. But after being at Shaw for 3 months as a chemistry professor, my dean asked me to be chair of the natural sciences and math department that encompassed the biology, chemistry, physics, environmental science, and mathematics divisions. And so I said yes, but was certainly baptized by fire, not realizing just how immense the job would have been. But it really was an opportunity for me to lead intergenerational teams, and I gained footing doing so.
Now, you obviously have seen higher ed from the faculty level, the chair level, and then obviously being the president of Shaw. Why Howard University at this point in your journey?
Like most of my career path that I have described so far, so many of the opportunities that came my way were not planned. And so being at Howard University was certainly not on my radar as a professional advancement opportunity. However, when President Frederick called and, you know, shared with me his vision for Howard and models of executive leadership that we could create if I came on board as a member of his team, I must say that it was quite intriguing to listen to you and to hear what it is that you had already done for the university and where it is that you wanted to take the next phase of Howard University's growth. And so I didn't expect to serve at Shaw University for 2 years and then be whisked away to Howard. But certainly after thinking about it and after, you know, just thinking about the state of HBCUs nationwide and how valuable it would be to have the Mecca stand out as a model of excellence for other HBCUs to follow, I certainly thought that it would be great for me to onboard with you.
Thanks for being here. My guest today has been Dr. Tashnian Dubois, the Executive VP and COO here at Howard University. And while her journey so far has been a path that's unconventional, it certainly has been rich and rewarding. And we're certainly very pleased to have her here at Howard University. I'm Dr. Wayne Frederick. Please join me next time on The Journey.
You've been listening to The Journey with Dr. Wayne Frederick on the Howard University Radio Network.